We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us this morning.
Yes, rapper. Indeed.
Whoop.
No,
we don't get started.
You're
starting
early.
Yes, it is. It's out today.
You got to add that to the bio.
You're starting early.
Tammy Roman is here. Also, Jill Ramsey. Welcome, guys.
What's up?
Hey.
What's the word?
Great. It is cold outside.
Right? I know. It got cold overnight.
Mm-hmm. It's like I live in Houston, so I'm like, ooh, I ain't prepared.
Oh, no, you're not used to the Jersey, New York weather no more.
I live here, but I don't come outside.
But Tammy and Jill, let's talk about it first before we get started. You guys' relationships with each other, because you have a production company together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have a production company together, Roman Ramsey. We've been knowing each other over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a law firm.
It does sound like
that. It is. Let me put the productions on it. Roman Ramsey Productions.
There you go.
And so I met her because she used to work for Wendy Williams Productions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And every time I would come on the show, she was always the person that kind of like facilitated it. And so we became friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And like when we started this venture, it's like, you know, you my sister. So,
yeah.
You know.
When I left
and plus,
Wendy,
she loaned me money when I was down and out one time.
Oh, you did? No, that's dope, though.
Oh, my God.
She did. It was like $15,000.
Really?
Yeah. And we weren't even really that tight then. And I just was like telling her my situation. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I got you.
I mean, wow. I knew I could find her on TV. No, but I mean,
that's a lot of money, dude.
Listen, we're super cool. She has a great spirit. Like, mm-hmm. I like working with people with good energy. Which, as you know, because I used to rock with you,
mm-hmm.
and Charlamagne.
That's
you
right.
know, like, I rock with people who have good energy. So that's what it was with Tammy. So when I left the show and I was, like, figuring out what I was going to do next, mm-hmm. then, you know, it was just a natural link. We already had ideas for shows and other television ideas. Yep. We have more stuff coming than what's out there. So
Tammy been cooking. I've been seeing Tammy in everything.
She's booked and busy. She's on five different shows. Like
but, you know, Tammy, I would never have thought you even had a period of being down and out.
Really?
I mean, just
you
because...
You didn't see season two of Basketball? Why?
But you don't know what's real and what's not real. You don't know what's a storyline and what's not a storyline.
She's making money.
True. Yeah, no.
Getting booked.
It was a down period for like 18 months. I say it like it was like 5-6 years, but it was like 18 months. But when you know when you're used to having like that downtime, it's like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I got two kids, you know, all of that. So, yeah, I definitely had my moment, and you know, like I had good people in my life that kind of helped me out of that.
How'd you get to that point?
Because I was doing a show that was produced, executive produced by Queen Latifah and Shaquem, and it was a VH1 BET hybrid co-production show called Wifey. And they picked up the show. I picked up, moved my whole family to Jersey, and then they couldn't figure out their deal and just canceled the show.
Ooh. Wow. Right. Wow.
But I was stuck here, like, you know, in Jersey. And so my kids were already enrolled in school and everything. And I literally, like, used all my savings to, like, move cross country, move, you know, get everything set up here. And then they pulled the show. And so I was stuck
here. How did you get out of that?
I started working at Morgan Stanley. And I was on the train one day, and this lady was like, oh my God, I just watched you. I had a show called Moonlight that had just gotten canceled. I just watched you on TV last night. What are you doing on the train? And I was like, I'm going to work like you. You know, I'm trying to pay these bills. And then I thought about it and was like, yeah, why am I on the train? Like, what is going on, Tammy? Like, you're just like, you know, just settling for this moment in your life. And so I went home that weekend and saw Basketball Wives the first season. And I was like, damn, I was a basketball wife. I'm going to call them and see if I could get up on there. And so I called VH1, and I got on Basketball Wives.
I did not know all that backstory before Basketball Wives.
That's how it happened. Yep.
Well, at least, you know, most people would have felt like they too good to get a regular job after being in life and everything. You was like, nah, I got
to
take
I've been working since I was 13 years old. I lied to get a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was 13 years old, because, you know, I come from that. My mom worked three jobs. I never saw anybody sit around in my family, and raised by all women. It was like, I can't be the one that's like, I'm about to jump off a bridge.
You know? What was the lie you told KFC? That you was older?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Got you.
Yeah.
And were you a rapper as a kid? Because today, I'm just telling you guys, you know, BET did a cypher.
You want to produce an album, bro? You done brought this up four times.
You know what?
I want to explain it.
Charlamagne, please call him out on this.
Your daughter taught her right how to do it.
And they did a different type of cypher with, you know, influencers. And they had, like, Pretty V, and they had La La Milan. They had so many different people. Dapper Dan.
I knew it was coming.
But Tammy Roman is rapping, dropping it low like Lil' Kim. She got into it. Were you a rapper? Because that was natural.
I was not a rapper.
You never rapped before.
Tiana Trill.
Listen, I was supposed to be a model, a supermodel, like Linda Evangelista. And that did not happen. And so then I decided I was going to be in a singing group, but I can't really sing that well.
Okay.
So I decided I would be the rapper of the group, but I can't really rap that well. But somehow I managed to get the group signed, and then we fell apart because I just wasn't good at either one of them.
She did it all.
You
know?
You did everything. You really
but I tried. I shot my, you know, shot the shot at it, you know. But yeah, so they got the cypher, as you done told the world. And so a lot of us came out that aren't rappers that are doing, you know, like our best 16s we can put together, you know.
And you guys had a coach, right?
Lil' Kim, because they split
us up into teams.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So Lil' Kim was my team's coach, and then we had Remy Ma on the other side coaching the other set of people. But my daughter Jazz wrote my rap, and I feel like, you know, it was good. Yeah, I had a ghostwriter. Several people do in the industry. You know, that's nothing new.
You got Jazz on the TV show too, right?
Jazz is doing the theme song
for
the show.
Lyric is on the show.
Yeah.
It's a family affair, baby.
It is.
So let's talk about the show.
House of Vicious. I'm going to leave that up to Jill since she's the creator. Okay. Come on, tell us about House of Vicious, Ma.
So House of Vicious is like a culmination of, like, I've been working in entertainment for 25 years. So it's a culmination of all of my experiences and different people that I met. And I had a pretty interesting life myself. So some of it is, you know, my elements, but mm-hmm. there is not a character, because people keep asking, is it based on this or is it based on that? There's not one character in there that's one person. Mm-hmm. It is a culmination of a bunch of different people, or it might be a scenario that I saw and it didn't turn out the way I wanted it, so I made it that in the show. Mm-hmm. I made it what I wanted it, you know? Like, TV is just fun. You could create whatever you want. And I think that House of Vicious, I mean, I think you guys know it's about a fashion house and all the crazy things that happen there with their glam squad and everything else. But it talks about, we delve into some real life issues. Yeah, it's crazy for the television aspect, but we deal with some real life issues. Like, anybody could relate to something in there. There's the infidelity, there's the drug use, you know, all of that. You know, and Tammy killed it. Like, when I made Chantel, I knew that she was gonna be that person. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't even consider anybody else.
The fashion, does that head of the fashion house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've been doing a lot with cheating lately and infidelity.
I have. Okay, isn't that something? Listen, that's, you know, it's in my background. Like, you know. But yeah, we got Unfaithful, of course, you know.
Is that a real show, Unfaithful?
Yes, it is.
Those stories. Have you seen the stories?
Oh, man, listen.
Some of the stories are like, there's no
possible way. This got to be fake.
No, it's not fake. You know, the people really, because let me tell you something about VH1. Like, on some for real stuff, they never want people to actually do what you just did. Like, that's fake. Like, I saw so-and-so and she really dates this one, because then that, you know, lowers the integrity of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they are sticklers about these people being in these relationships, having these moments, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So that when they come to us for help, you know, we really are able to navigate them, help navigate them.
But what do they take out, though? Because, I mean, I seen one episode where the girl was dating the guy's friend, and then the guy's friend just started dating the girl, and then they met in a restaurant, and mm-hmm. then they argued, and then they had dinner, and then they both left together. I'm like, this is weird. This is wild. There was no fighting, no furniture moving, no slapping, no punching, no kicking, nothing.
That's called maturity.
no more abusive relationships.
Yes, you know, it was toxic enough. But, you know, we're not trying to be like love, you know, oh my God, they're going to kill me.
Yeah,
go.
I was like,
but, you know, I'm going to make this comparison at the expense of losing some friendships. But we're not loving hip hop. You know, like, we're not trying to throw chairs and fight and all that stuff. We really try to steer away from that. However, we can't help how somebody reacts. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And we just try to control that moment if it goes like that. But Envy, I don't know why you asking. Aren't you coming on as a co-host? Aren't you?
You going on a show called Unfaithful?
I thought you said come on. I was like, no.
No, I was like, no.
You just stupid. A friendly interview
what?
With me.
Why?
You're just dumb.
Why
would you go on a show called Unfaithful?
It's about helping other brothers. So
oh, no.
Because
the same path
he's coming
to
my phone. He's speaking from his experience of having been a cheater and then trying to help
people. You just keep going down that road for no reason. You just keep bringing up that story for no damn reason.
It's not my story.
It's not his story,
though. It's not my story.
It's not his story.
But I'm trying to help
he's
going to
help me
through.
Help people.
That's right.
Okay. I'll just be over here saying black men don't cheat. That's enough for me.
That's enough for you.
Tammy, what's your craziest unfaithful story from your past? Because you said it's things you've dealt with in the past, too. So if you could say I had a crazy situation, what would you say is in the top craziest?
Okay, one of the top ones was with my ex-husband. And I had a feeling that there was a chick, right? That there was somebody that he was seeing. And there was this one girl that just would not go away. And so the team was on the road, and I kept calling his hotel room, like, and he wouldn't answer. So I'm like, he don't sleep this hard. Like, you not in that room.
Depends how long the game was. Could have been double
son.
Overtime.
Nah,
trying to come in.
Black men don't cheat. That's what you think, right?
I'm just saying. It could be other reasons.
Was this in Boston? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, as I was saying, I remember the girl's name. And called the hotel back and asked for her
no!
room.
No!
And they put me through.
Oh, boy.
And she answered.
No!
And I said, let me talk to Kenny. And she said, hold on.
Wow.
No shame.
No shame. No shame. And he got on the phone. He was like, hello, because he was asleep.
And I said, Kenny,
he
what?
Was asleep.
Kenny, what the? But, yeah. But that's not what I said. I said he wasn't in his room. I said he wasn't in his room. And he heard my voice and hung up.
Ooh.
I know he was crazy. So mad at that woman. Why would you pass your wife?
Now, did you stay?
They ended stay up after having that? Two kids together, actually.
Damn.
Close your mouth.
Some black men do cheat, Charlamagne. Wow.
Did you stay after that, or was it over? Was that the final straw?
I did stay. And I think that's why, you know, coming from that perspective and being
sweat. Look at me sweating.
I'm telling you, you hear these stories, you get anxiety. Like, Lord have mercy.
I did stay.
Lord have mercy.
But that's why I think I'm the perfect person for Caught in the Act, because I understand a person's thought process of trying to rationalize, navigate, understand, you know, comprehend why a person is doing this, but having so much love for them that you try to make it work, even though you see the signs in front of you. And it took me some time to get to the point of where it was like, this is not good, and I've got to love myself more. And so that's what I'm encouraging people to do on Caught in the Act.
And it's real, and it's absolutely positively real. I shot an episode with Tammy, and they go through everything, and I had to try to help the brother out and you know, smarten him
up. So it's like Cheetahs?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like 2.0, though.
But right. Nobody getting stabbed on a boat.
You're showing him what he's doing wrong and explaining it to him and breaking him down in a way that he would understand.
He jumped away. Hey, tell me, give me some tips. How did you not get caught all those years?
What
if he
just said
that? I got caught. Oh, but I break it down and I explain what happened to the point one time where they arguing, and Tammy's looking at me, and I'm like, Tammy, help.
Like, he's Tammy, get up, help me. I'm like, nah, you get it.
But tell them your story. But it's a dope show.
You ever seen Cheetahs when Peter Guns was hosting and the dude said, man, you be cheating too?
but the guy did say that to him. He was like, how you gonna help me when you have cheated?
See?
That's what
exactly why you're asking me to be on it.
Learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And he was like, but this is what I learned in that moment. And so the guy, you know, he was able to make the guy understand. But it's really good. We're excited about having Envy join us.
Now, how many shows have y'all pitched that got turned down before y'all got, you know, these shows rolling on air?
Oh, we've been a company for about 3.5, 4 years.
Since about 2018.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we heard a lot of no's.
For these projects in particular?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Yes, we heard a lot of no's. And then, you know, but like with anybody or any industry, if it's what you want to do and you're passionate about it, you don't give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly with entertainment, it's like you just got to wait for the tide to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what they don't like today, everybody's got to have it tomorrow. That's you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And so we just held out. And it used to be called something else in the beginning when the wig falls off.
When the wig falls
off. And then
off.
She changed it. then she changed the name.
Changed
and,
the name. But, like, it's hard because I don't think people understand. There's only been so many hours on television, period.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only so much real estate. So, and then for black women to get a show on
That's
television,
right.
we weren't going to stop.
Yeah.
We were not going to take no for an answer, and we're coming with it. Like, you're going to see a show come after that. We're going to have something coming at Netflix. Like, we're not playing. We're not letting the gas up at all.
And even with this one, it was all women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim Fields directed all 8 episodes.
Wow.
And
that's dope.
And we had all females on the crew, female grips. Like, you know, like when you talk about, like, a demographic that's not represented much in Hollywood for us, we had 85% black females on House of Vicious.
Yep.
And so we were excited about that being able to do that.
That's part of our thing from Roman Ramsey. Also, we just wanted to make sure we put new people on.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't seeing, like, all the music from House of Vicious is all new artists.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my son's friends, all sorts of stuff, but like it's really crazy.
They're on iTunes, but DJ Prince and those guys, and they gave us a lot of music just on the strength. Like, it was, you know, like really using our relationships and networking. All the cast members are, you know, my real friends that I've worked with, and it's like, hey, can you just jump on this project with me? So it was really a labor of love that BET ended up loving. And, you know, here we are, House of Vicious.
Now, did your daughter have to audition? Did Lyric have to audition
absolutely.
For the role?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
When Idris Elba was here, he was talking about his daughter auditioning but not getting the role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, my daughter was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
You're just losing all types of friends today.
He said she was good. It just wasn't.
I don't know what his situation was, Idris. I don't mean no harm. But my daughter was good. And I feel like, you know, why not give her the role?
Why not?
You know, she's in law school. She's young. You know, she's got her own set of bills trying to establish her life. Why not give her an opportunity as long as she can do the job? Mm-hmm. Now, has she been whack? Then it's like, no, we got to get somebody else to play this character. But I feel like the black culture just always wants to speak about nepotism. Oh, they only got this because they're this is their father.
So
this
what?
Is their uncle. Yeah, it's like, so what?
So what?
Why
exactly.
can't we help each other?
You know? My parents got me a job doing something.
My son is in it, too.
Yeah.
And, he was like, but he said the opposite. He was like, you know, the way I play football, I didn't want to take an opportunity from somebody who might have gotten
really
it. And
that,
we were like, okay, put on the uniform and go. Because that's what they do. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
They play football against you guys.
Absolutely. I was going to ask, when do you have the time? Because you said you live in Houston, you shoot in Atlanta, you shoot in L.A., you shoot in New York. When do you have the time to do everything?
I don't sleep.
No.
I don't. I really just don't sleep. I mean, but it's y'all know how that is because y'all doing the exact same thing. It's like we just fit it in somehow. I don't know. But, you know, when you want to do it, it's not work, right? Like you love doing what you're doing. So I just fit it in. But I don't sleep. I don't want to sleep. I'm 52 years old. I'm going to be sleeping a long ass time in a minute. So
not no minute.
Not,
not,
come
not
a minute.
Not no
I'm
minute.
I'm going to get it all in. Well, not a minute, Lord. You know what I mean. Do you know what I meant, Lord? Okay.
You better be clear.
You better be clear.
We're talking about in
52
that. More years.
Yeah, 90. At least let me get to 90.
Now, is it true you wanted to be on Real Housewives?
I did audition for Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it was after Basketball Wives had gotten canceled. And so I tried to get up on there and they told me no.
Just straight up no.
Yeah.
What was the reasoning?
They said I was too big of a personality on an opposing network.
Oh, okay. So they thought people would affiliate you too much.
Yes. With the other with the other brand. Yeah. That was very similar, right? So I got it.
Now, how's married life for you with Reggie still? Because you are super busy. Are y'all making time for each other?
We're always together.
Okay.
We're always together. Like, the way his, you know, job is, he does e-commerce, so he can work from anywhere.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So,
that's perfect.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect. So we're always together. We're never, well, today we're separated. And it's funny because I called and he was like, yeah, I'm in the gym. And I heard music, like a TV, something in the background. She was laughing because she knows. And I was like, what gym got the TV all loud like that with
all
the music
them.
In the back? I don't go to the gym, so I don't know.
I tried to tell her.
Especially in the morning because the news be on, sports.
That's what we like, all this acting and hosting shows in my head.
So I was like, well, let me FaceTime, child, and make sure that he's in the gym.
So you FaceTimed him?
I FaceTimed him. I sure did.
You think you'd be in your head because of, like, the hosting and the show and all of that? And you'd be like, now, hold up. I don't want to get caught.
My husband has never given me any reason. Like I said, we're always together. And plus, I just think it's a part of his character. To me, I feel like anybody that cheats, it's a character flaw.
I agree with that.
That you then have to mature and grow out of, right? So he's never given me any of that. And he comes from a two-parent household, really understands and respects women. So
is he in therapy? Any type of therapy?
No, he's not in therapy.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I'm saying, because I go to therapy once a week, so it's like a lot of times I've realized the cheating comes from, you know, those unhealed trauma that
trauma,
you have.
Trauma.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No. He's just a really, for lack of better verbiage, a really good guy that just really respects and understands women. So he's never given me any reason. But I think this fucking show.
Right. So tell us a little bit of backstory on the show and on Chantel and her husband.
Yeah, so Chantel is like a fashion designer, always had that dream. And her and Kane, who's played by Redrick Williams, decided to start this company together. And within the company, as they get bigger and more famous, of course, you get more visibility, so people are constantly throwing themselves at you, and then he weakens to that pressure the first time around. allegedly, because I don't want to give away too much that's happening in season two, but what everybody's watching now, he ends up with a mistress and, you know, reliving that. It's like those triggers. Like we, you know, even though you may have healed from them, when they're back in your face again, it's like, I remember how I felt when that happened. It takes you right back to that place. So,
Chris Rock said a man is only as faithful as his options. You believe that?
That a man is only as faithful as his options. Well, if he considers the one that he's with his priority and not his option, then he's not looking at the other options.
Do you believe
Amen.
That?
What?
With Chris Rock, what?
No, I don't believe that. I used to, but no.
I feel like everyone has options too.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, women have.
They might not be great ones, but everybody got options.
Yeah, everybody does have options, but I think you have to get to a point when you're specifically when you're talking about relationships where two people are trying to become one, that you have to be respectful and mindful of that dynamic, that interpersonal dynamic, and how you would want that person to treat you, right? And I think men sometimes are such narcissists, even the covert narcissist, even, because they like to make it seem like they're not a narcissist and everything they're doing is for the benefit of you and the love of you. And I'm, you know, and when something goes awry, it's you did it and
that's
not
right.
me,
that's right.
you know? And so I think that, you know, just
oh, what you wasn't doing.
Or
that's
what
the other
you
thing.
Doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other thing they blame you on.
Yeah, yeah. And you just got to get to a point of just respecting your person enough that you don't want to see them hurt.
That's like, real. That's real. How know? Are you able to do all these different BET shows? There's no like non-competes? Because you're on Miss Pat,
yes.
The Family Business.
Yes.
This one, House of Vicious.
Mm-hmm. Unfaithful Viacom.
That's Viacom. That's Viacom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
How are you able to do all that?
Well, Miss Pat came after The Family Business, which I was already a series regular on, which came after, what's the other one I'm on?
House of Vicious? No.
House of Vicious.
House of Vicious.
So it was Family Business I had first, then Miss Pat made me a series regular, and then House of Vicious made me a series regular, but House of Vicious wasn't always on BET. It was since licensed and acquired by BET.
Gotcha.
So they couldn't battle that. And then Viacom, you know, Unfaithful's under Viacom, which is unscripted, which doesn't compete with scripted. Mm-hmm. And then Truth Be Told is on Apple, but I'm recurring on that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, how crazy was it when, before an episode of Unfaithful came out, they already had knew that they were going to do season two or season three?
I was so shocked. I was so surprised because I was like, oh, my God, my agent didn't even tell me. And, you know, then I saw it on the trays and I was like, oh, they took an old quote from, like, something I had said when the show was first getting picked up. And I'm like, this is like really amazing. And so to get 20 episodes before the first six even air, and then
that's
now
crazy.
They've since added six more onto that. So we've got a 26 episode season. I mean, they really believe in it, you know? And I think Chris, who of course is over all of Viacom, is a very big Cheaters fan. So,
Chris McCarthy.
Yes. So this my is guy. His, you know, version just done better of Cheaters.
Did you ever envision all of this for yourself, thinking about where you started off? Like the real world way, way, way back in the day, were you like one day, because you were acting also, did you envision like, you know, all of this happening? Do you feel like you brought it into?
I never thought that I'd have five shows all at one time, right? So that's really a testimony of like when God shows up, he shows out. As long as you've done the necessary work to prepare for the blessings that he's trying to bestow upon you. And I feel like all the things before this moment, I was still learning lessons, but not, you know, honoring what I was learning, which is why I wasn't getting anywhere. It was like I was stagnant. It's like wow. I think I'm learning it, but I'm not applying it, right? And so once I started really applying what I was learning, whether it be my friendships, my relationship, you know, with my husband, my relationship with my daughter, just starting to be respectful and have an attitude of gratitude and really just trying to elevate my mind, that's when I feel like everything just started falling into place and things started changing and the wheels started turning. I mean, and, you know, I didn't think it would be like this, but I'm thankful that it is like this.
Now, is it true you gave your husband, Reggie, an opportunity to take a break for a year or two?
That is untrue.
Oh, okay. All right.
What I said was...
Love and baby with somebody.
That's not what I said.
Okay, that's what people.com said.
Yeah, yeah. I was on The Real... And they give you 2 minutes. Y'all have been on this show. They throw a question at you. Trying to answer it in 2 minutes. And so what I was saying was, I have eggs that have been frozen. We had been trying to find a surrogate. And every time we started the process, I could never finish because I'm now over here doing this show, over here doing 6 months on Miss Pat, you know, that type of energy. So what I was saying was, because, you know, you got to really investigate that stuff. You got to make sure, you know, you looking through these books of these women trying to carry. I don't know if you've ever actually. No, y'all probably never have gone through this process. You know, it's all on a website and you got to go through hundreds and thousands of profiles of women who would like to carry your baby. Right. So then outside of that, it's like, I don't know if y'all did enough of a background check. So now I got to do my own background check, you know, all of these things. And we kept falling out of time to do it. So I was saying, you take the time away from me, because here again, we're together every day. So you go and focus on that and find this chick. And once you narrow it down, bring it back to me.
And all I heard was, you go find this chick.
Right. Out of context, baby.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. No, I don't want him to stick his penis nowhere else. Yeah.
That's a scary thing, because it really is letting somebody like dictate. You can't control what someone else does. And for your egg to be in this person, you're like, how do I pick?
Exactly. And so I really wanted to be a part of the process, but I couldn't. So I'm like, you go find the person and then bring me your top three and then we'll go from there, you know, type energy. But now we've kind of decided we're just both too busy, you know. So I'm never have been that type of mother. I'm very hands on with my kids. I'm still in their business today.
Now, Jill, what other projects do you guys have in the works? Are you accepting pitches from other people?
Yeah.
We are. We are accepting pitches. I'm scared to say out loud some of the stuff that you have, because, you know, you turn around and then somebody just, boom, it's on air. So I say.
Okay, but you do have other
somebody
things.
We stole their project.
But we have, exactly, exactly. But we have, more reality coming.
Okay.
We have something, I'll say Black Panther-ish, that's big. So I'll say that.
Okay.
I don't want to narrow
don't
it down because they'll go right to it.
Well, where can they see House of Vicious?
It is on BET Wednesdays at 9, soon to move to BET Plus, and then we're waiting on our season 2 pickup.
BET Plus is killing it. I just want to
really
say.
Are. Mm-hmm. They really
Charlamagne makes a guest appearance for our finale.
That is so big to me. Like, Jill's like,
what is he doing?
What
is his character?
Why you gotta play it like that?
You know what? Envy's upset because you know Envy's nickname was Vicious and he should have been on there.
I had no idea.
We didn't know. Season 2.
Jill, Envy, thank you for joining us. Just never know where we're gonna go with Angelina. But thank you guys so much. And we look forward to it. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on BET, House of Vicious. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Vicious. Oh, here you go. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry,
every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.